In this session, we're going to discuss Judaizers. One of the earliest heresies in the church is known only from the New Testament. As many know, Jesus was Jewish, and most of his early followers were Jewish as well. As long as those coming to Christ were circumcised and followed the customs of the Jewish law of the Old Testament, there was no issue about Jewishness or non-Jewishness. Circumcision was the sign of the covenant that God made with Abraham. But when uncircumcised Gentiles started following Christ, the church became divided on what Christ actually intended. Did Jesus mean that Christianity was to be an updated and expanded version of Judaism, in which the laws of the Old Testament were now to be applied to converted non-Jews? If not, what was the connection between Christ and the Old Testament? How could the new followers still be heirs of the promise that God had made to the Jewish people? Certain Jews believed that the Gentiles had to be circumcised and that to follow Jewish customs meant that they were to be saved and considered equals in Christ. These early Jewish Christians had come to be known as Judaizers. So let's explore the heretical teaching. There are three major incidents with Judaizers in the New Testament. One is Paul's criticism of Peter for eating with Gentiles, non-Jews, in Acts 11. A second is the first church council in Acts 15. And the last is the confrontation between Peter and Paul in Galatians 2. From these three incidents, we gather the basics of the Judaizers' teachings. The first incident occurs in Acts 11. In Acts 10, the apostle Peter receives a vision in which all of the foods are declared clean, contrary to Jewish law. He interprets this vision to mean that all people, clean and unclean, Jew or Gentile, are meant to be included in God's kingdom. And the Holy Spirit leads him to the house of a Gentile named Cornelius to put this new plan into practice. However, when Peter returns to Jerusalem from the house of Cornelius, a group known as the Circumcision Party, the Judaizers, are upset with him. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the Circumcision Party criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" That's Acts 11, 2-3. The second major appearance of the Circumcision Party comes during the first church council, which is described in Acts 15. In that instance, Paul and Barnabas are in Antioch, where they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles, Acts 14, 27. However, certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with that group of people. Here, the ideas of the Circumcision Party became clear. In Acts 11, the Circumcision Party criticizes Peter, but does not explain why eating with an uncircumcised Gentile believer is a big deal. Acts 15, we see that these men who came from Judea specifically connect the act of circumcision with salvation. The Gentiles must be circumcised like Jews, or they, quote, cannot be saved. The Greek word is sozo, and it's used for salvation throughout the entire New Testament. The Circumcision Party is interested in forcing non-Jewish Christians to observe Jewish customs, with the most important customs being those that clearly separate Jews from the surrounding culture.